Now on the Business Radio X Network, just Ask the Gals, social media solutions and education.
Welcome to the inaugural edition of Too Busy Gals podcast. My name is Jessica Badowski, and I am one of the founders of Too Busy Gals.
And my name is Alexis Chapman. I am the other gal of Too Busy Gals, and we are just so excited. Thank you for joining us on Ask the Gals social media solutions. So pretty much everything you wanted to ask the gals, Too Busy Gals, about social media, brand development, female entrepreneurship, and being in business with family, because that's always a trip.
The two gals are sisters that started the business together when we were actually living together and working together.
That was fun.
It was fun.
It was something.
So just so you know, you can email, Facebook, Instagram, direct message, any of your questions. So what you're going to want to do is just look for the handle on all social media is at Too Busy Gals, T-O-O, Busy Gals, not the numeral two. So Too Busy Gals, what you're going to want to do is when you hear this podcast and send in your questions, we have great news. If your question is selected to be on air, which in future episodes we will be answering questions on air, you will be selected to win some free product. And one of the products you can win is C3.
C3 is our curious curated content. And what that is we basically provide 40 pieces of content that you can use on any of your social media platforms, pretty much for any business or industry. It's all copyright free. You have all the rights to use it. And it is worth, what is it, 125?
It's like 120 a month. Oh, and we have it in Spanish and English. A year. It's 125
so
a year.
So you get it every month. So that's really, really cool stuff. And
so that's what you win if your question gets picked and we answer it on air. Because the gals love a contest. We love a raffle. We love winning. Something else we love, it wouldn't be the gals if we didn't ask some boss babes to hang out and chat with us. Who do we have with us here today, Alexis?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. We have the absolutely amazing Crystal Arvizu. I always want to say Crystal A because I'm like, oh, my God, I can't pronounce your name.
Arvizu.
Vizal Skin Scrub. And she is the nail artist and esthetician and just absolutely amazing individual. We're so excited to meet her, to work with her, and her product and busy or like it's just growing like crazy. So I mean, Crystal, kind of like share a few words with the audience. Tell us about you.
So my name is Crystal and I'm really excited to be here. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys today. I did create Vizal Skin Scrub about 12 years ago and launched it about 2 years ago. It's an oatmeal-based product, so what it does is it cleanses your skin, exfoliates, and it moisturizes your skin. So it's kind of an all-in-one.
Awesome. So, Crystal, we're going to have a lot of questions for you in a minute, but I got to get our other gal we visited with us. I want to introduce you, just stone-cold hustler businesswoman. This woman has a strategy for closing sales. We network a lot together. We partner on things. Kim Webb is here with us, and she is the owner of East to West Promotions. Kim, can you tell us a little bit about your company?
I am helping companies to brand themselves, and especially small businesses, to make their brand more aware for people to notice what it is. You know, whether it's a landscaper needing t-shirts or whatever, anything somebody wants their company logo on, that's what I do.
Awesome. And she's our go-to for everything possible that we can get our logos on. Pens, bags.
Hot pink bags.
Yes, it's on the list. Exactly. It's on the list pens. To reorder. Oh my gosh.
We need
the
more pens. Highlighters.
I know. Okay. Oh my gosh. We're not making orders on the show.
We could be.
I have an ink pen. I'm good. See, right? I'm here to help.
Go ahead, Alexis.
Well, we are so excited and just thankful that you guys are here to join us on our first show. And it's also my birthday. So it's like a birthday.
I know.
Happy birthday. We should have brought flowers.
See?
And cake.
All right. Cake. So Kim can be my sister now because she would have brought me flowers.
And so, she'd probably give you pens.
She probably would. So kind of what we were going to jump into is just like what do we do? What are Too Busy
Right,
Gals?
So what is Too Busy Gals? So for those of you who don't know, we actually started our company in Ohio 10 years ago. In fact, in a month, we'll be going on our 11th year in business, which is pretty awesome. And we didn't course correct. Like we started, well, I'll qualify. The first year of business, we used social media. So we sold products. Lexus was the...
I was the Mary Kay gal. I'm still going to get one of those pink Cadillacs.
I know. They're
days.
So gorgeous.
I mean, how can you not? You know, it's a pink caddy, pearlized pink.
I know.
And handbags.
And handbags.
And jewelry.
So it was 2008. And if you are selling jewelry and handbags and makeup in 2008 and trying to get people to book parties, for those of us who don't want to remember, 2008 was just the crash of the economy. But we were using social media and we were slinging our bling and slinging our lipsticks. And people were like, what do you mean you're using social media for this? And my background was in training. And Alexis had a background in customer service and working in, you know, various entities. And we went, okay, we should be selling this instead of lipsticks.
Exactly. She says that. I was like, well, I mean, I was a waitress and a bartender, but she makes it sound so much
It was
more
customer nice service. Clean up the bio a little. You know, nothing wrong. We grew up in a business. Our grandmother had a restaurant. We waitressed our whole lives.
We did. That was the babysitter. But so everybody kept coming up going, well, how do you use social media? And I'm like, well, okay, well, we know how we're using it. And then we're like, all right, so let's just try this. Because initially we were going to call the company Stick It. Whatever business idea we had that we threw at the wall
that stuck.
It was Stick It.
Right? And yeah, that was the first business name was Stick It, like spaghetti sticking to the wall. Luckily, we got some branding. We bought a vowel in branding and decided that wasn't a great idea.
We did.
Our branding promotion person over here, if there were video, you'd see the look of horror on her face.
Kim's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So this is Ohio. We were there, I think it's been 6 years. We moved the business to Tucson. Tucson, Arizona, the Southwest, very different mode of business than the back east. We have some international clients, just a different way of doing business. So for a year, we didn't know if it was going to work out. It was kind of like, oh, can we keep doing this? But we were so committed to our message. And basically what we offer is a very narrow niche on purpose of social media services. Our goal is for businesses to have strategy that they can clearly see as part of what they're doing with social media. Not just sort of, hey, I'm on Instagram and I posted stuff and it was fun. Like, they know what time they take and how it connects to their business goals.
And when we got here, one of the things that was challenging was, you know, starting up in a new market, you know, and not only a new market, but like 3,000 miles away from, you know, everything that we knew. And that was when
we didn't know any people.
And we didn't know
all.
Any people.
No one.
So we joined the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And then fast forward several years, and then that's where you met Kim.
Yeah, so pretty early on we connected.
Yeah.
But we, Kim Webb here from East to West Promotions, we've been a strategic partner with her, golly, for it's been at least 3 years now.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah, close to four, I think.
Yeah. So what would you say you think is important about that whole local belly-to-belly connecting, either of you, Crystal or Kim? You know, like in Tucson, people like to meet in person.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I think that whenever the biggest thing, like I'm a member of Local First too. You are. We're legacy members. And people there genuinely want to keep the money in town. So they'll go out of their way to go to a coffee shop that's not a big name, or they'll go out of their way to, you know, make sure that they're doing local business. And I love that part about it. I think that I do business back in Cincinnati too. Another Ohio girl. Yay.
Woo. Oh,
And it's a little different there. I mean, you know, they don't really take that into consideration. And it was a small town outside of Cincinnati. So it's really gotten, I think, way more explosive in the last like 5 years.
Yeah.
People are really like, you know, buy local, buy local.
Buy local, buy, yeah, real focus on that. And a lot of support, I think, for local businesses emerging. What have you noticed, Crystal?
Well, for me, being new in my business and have started going out and learning about social media and networking, because I've been networking for the last 2 years now. So getting my business out there, I've learned what to do and what not to do, what works and what doesn't work, what people want to hear and what people don't want to hear. So it's been challenging for sure to get my name out there, but the networking world has definitely helped me to get my name out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of in-person networking in this market. For me, it was very different than Columbus, Ohio. You were in Cincy, but in Columbus, there was nowhere near the amount of in-person networking as there is in Tucson. And it's pretty critical.
There's like there any, but anywhere.
I'm not really sure there is.
There really isn't. There isn't.
There's so
and many. That focus of just like meeting in person where it becomes more familial, you know, I mean, we have worked with clients that are like in, you know, New York and LA, and you're like, oh my God, it's completely different, you know, and just kind of adjusting to that and kind of the culture that Tucson has.
It's building rapport with people. Once you build a rapport, they gain your trust, and then you start to be able to connect with them more and be able to help each other out in different aspects.
Well, that's even how Crystal, you know, I bought product from you. Sight unseen. I mean, hadn't met you. You would come to a class and I tried, just brought back some samples. And I'm like, oh, I don't like a ton. Like, how do I get this?
You came to a class when we were at that other location.
Yeah, she came to a class. And
it was about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I was actually back east and this, you know, your skin's very different back there. And I was like, I need something and nothing that is here is working. Like the apricot scrub for $3.95 from Walmart is seriously not cutting it. And so I messaged you and that was through Facebook. So the power of social media.
That
I go to
so
Facebook.
Exciting for me, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes. It made my day. When I get stuff like that, like messages or pictures that people send me, I'm like, that's like. It's a success for me. It makes me feel so amazing.
Isn't it better though if somebody tells somebody and then so a total stranger calls you up and they're like, oh, well, I heard from a friend. You're like, yes.
Right? It's like all my, it makes it worth it. You know, it's like all that, you know, hard work and, well, not for me because I don't like to network, so I make Jessica do all of it.
People thought we made her up.
They did. When I come back, people, I would go to networking events and literally the first thing they would say is, oh my God, you're real. I'm like, hi, my name is Alexis. Nice to meet you.
And I'm kind of wondering, what does that mean people think about me that I made up a sister to be a business partner with, right? Like, I'm sort of like.
It's better than making up a rabbit to be a business partner with.
Okay, okay. I got it. That's true. It's like, it just was good for branding. She didn't really exist.
because somebody had to be there to have two busy gals.
Right.
See, it couldn't be just like a gal.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, but then we got Lisa, and so then I became. Then it's like, well, oh, we thought Lisa was her sister. Are you her sister too? I'm like, great. Now, not only did I not exist,
now you're not related.
Now I lost my status as a family member too. Oh, this is great.
We're so excited. Next week, Lisa will be joining us because we want all of our team to have opportunity to be on air and part of this. Yeah, Lisa came back one day. Lisa Benson's our business development coordinator, and so I took a little bit of a backseat to networking roles. So Kim, I would get. You probably see Lisa way more than
way
you get to see me.
Way more than I see you. Yep.
Yeah, that's why Kim and I have to hang out and like go have fun and eat food and hang out because we don't get to like hang out at work stuff anymore.
I know.
Right?
It's weird.
But Lisa came after like her second meeting and she goes, everyone keeps asking me if I'm the other sister. She's like, I don't really correct them. I'm like, it's all good. You look like you're related. We're good. We're good.
She's family now. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, we end up working with people. I mean, Crystal, you're family now. You know, I mean, it's like I'm sending a text going, oh my, like my eyebrows, Crystal, my nails, I can't. Like,
I brought my books for you today. We're making your appointment. I'm not leaving until we do.
You have to be careful. Like, Crystal can look at you and be like, I know you're here for this, but I really need to do that.
And you're like, great. I didn't realize that. Like, out of all the things you know that need addressed, you're like, wonderful. That's why I've got
Well, that was like Jessica the other day when I was doing her nails. I'm like, yeah, I can't let you go like that. I got to do your brows.
My eyebrows are fine.
I was like, nope, I got to clean them up.
Oh, what? So now Kim's jumping in. Sometimes they're not.
Well, sometimes no, but you know what? Mine aren't either because I can't see to put my makeup on anymore. Okay, sometimes I just look like a clown.
See, you're in business with people and then like you get personal help too. It's a good thing. It's like, how do you build that rapport? It's awesome.
It's like the ultimate networking success.
At a big old networking thing, if you have stuff in your teeth, that person's going to tell you.
A good friend will tell you.
Yes.
One time you did have stuff in your teeth.
I know,
and I told you and people were like, why would you say that to her? Why would you embarrass her? I said, because she's going to go talk to people and try to close business with gunk in her teeth.
That'll be more embarrassing.
Right. Yeah, and like if you're at a networking event and see somebody who like hasn't met somebody or it's their first time there, like be that good friend. Right. Don't let that poor person like go friendless like with her shirt tucked in her pants or whatever, you know, like pantyhose. Or like,
well, I hope her shirt is tucked in her pants.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the skirt in the pantyhose.
In the pantyhose. I know.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we probably should talk about some social media because we could just sit and talk about networking and meeting people. But I suppose we want people to tune in to talk about social media.
Maybe.
Well, you know. Yeah. What challenges do you see, Crystal? Like, what challenges have you found? Like, when you went, so you obviously were in business for yourself, doing your esthetician work, and she's my glam squad. If you ever, so I hate selfies. We're in social media, and I hate selfies. I never take them. I don't like how I look in them. So Crystal became a very avid participant in our classes, and she is almost a photojournalist for taking pictures at
she's
events.
She's selfie queen.
It was
she's
amazing. Selfie queen. I would look at Facebook, and you I'd look be back beautiful. East, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Jess, you look amazing. Who took that picture? She's like, well, what do I look like the rest of the time? I'm like, well
but see, then you thank me later, and it looks fabulous.
Well, we took a picture, and Lisa and I were in it, and we were like, oh my God, I look so good. And Lisa's like, I look so good. I'm like, she needs to come to all our workshops and take our pictures.
Exactly.
But so I definitely know you've nailed how to do a selfie, which makes sense because you're in the beauty industry, so you don't want to like look horrid in your pictures. But what did you find were challenges for launching your brand, right? Because I mean, you invented a product which is so amazingly cool, and I have such respect that you developed, invented this product and launched it. So what challenges have you found from doing social media with that?
With the social media, I'm so glad I went to your classes because I didn't know how important it was. I didn't know anything about social media. I just had my own Facebook page and I just put stuff up there and promoted it. And it turns out a lot of what I was doing is what I can do on my business one. Mm-hmm. But I was just nervous. I was like, is this okay to put up? Is this appropriate? Is this professional? And now I'm to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make it fun. I don't care. It's like, it's part of Visal, it's part of my character, and I want to be able to shine through so I can show people, like, this is a good product for you. I want to be able to show my enthusiasm and my compassion for it. So just I was afraid of what to do, sure. What to post. So that's the major challenge that I've had in just learning what to put up, I guess, and what times and the algorithms and
all that good stuff.
Oh my gosh, that was the so complicated part. In the beginning. Yes.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Kim?
For me, it was trying to figure out what time. I didn't even realize. Well, of course, I found this out when I took your first classes. There's different times of the day that are better to post than others, right? Because people are not going to be, you know, if you're posting it, like I think you said 7 o'clock or something, people are usually eating dinner. So that's kind of a not good time to post. And just figuring out, you know, where you need to be and what, you know, should you post about your business every day? Well, no, not really, because people will get turned off. It's like watching 24/7 commercials. So it's just, you know, I think that once you get the hang of it, it's a little bit easier. And if, mm-hmm. when you learn the different definitions of stuff, I think that makes it easier too. Because even now, I mean, I'm like, I'll call her up and be like, I don't know what's going on, but this other thing just popped up on my screen. just calm down. Just breathe.
Just breathe. It'll be okay. Yeah. So I think what I hear a couple of things. So one, like what Kim was talking about, it really depends on your brand and product. When is the best time to post, right? So something like Crystal's product, Visal, is something people would be looking for at night because they're looking for like, hey, I need a product. My skin looks terrible. Wonder what this is. But people ordering promotional products for their business are not probably surfing for that at night. No, they're looking in the daytime.
Right. So that's why it's so key to know who your audience is, you know, and like where they are and what they're doing.
And I thought it was interesting because I didn't know, like I wasn't on Twitter or Instagram or any of that stuff. And so just to find out, okay, well, if you're dealing with this kind of public and this is what you need, then you mm-hmm. need to be on this platform. And if you're doing this, you need, so it's interesting to find out that, you know, I should be on Instagram. I am now, but at the time I wasn't. I'm like, oh, just
it
another one.
It was twisting her arm. Yeah, it was so painful.
It was bad. But it's, I mean, that's great information that not everybody knows.
Yeah. And I think it's important to figure out, yeah, where people are. Yeah. So Alexis, we just talked about this. We just came from a Women of Series of Excellence workshop, and we talked a little bit about who's on what platform. So maybe we should let the listening audience know a little about that.
Oh, so now you're going to put me on the spot?
Yeah. It's live radio.
You get to do all the conversation, and then it's like, oh, Alexis, shoot out some stats. Like, just spit them out like that. Like, you don't have to do any small talk. Do the actual heavy lifting. Actually, I don't – at this point, I would have to look at a sheet because it actually changed. So
it does change all the time.
I mean, I would say like in this market, Twitter is not really that prevalent. But if your audience
in the Arizona market,
if your audience is not directly or they're not in Tucson, if they're all over the country, then that's the network, you know, that's the platform you're going to want to be on. Facebook, pretty much everybody is on Facebook, but, you know, if your demographic is more leaning towards kind of like women that are, you know, like 35 to, you know, 120, then those are the people that
120?
Yes, they're the ones that are going to be on Facebook.
That's the next demographic loop.
It is. It'll be 100 plus. 100 plus. This is where they are. And, you know, Pinterest, again, you're looking at more of kind of a female demographic.
Absolutely. We know with Pinterest, people go behaviorally, the research that's been done, and that's what you want to find out. When you're getting involved in social media, you need to know who your target customer is. So, you know, we're pretty excited because we have two different businesses here with different, one created a brand and a brand new product that she invented, Crystal, with Vizal. And then, of course, Kim is working with businesses that she needs to, like, convince because we're so hard to convince to invest money in our promotional materials. And I'm highly guilty of that, to buy a product, but it's not a product she invented. You know, she didn't invent the pen, did you?
Not today.
Not today. Okay.
Talk to me tomorrow.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Okay. So one of the challenges with social media is to be in the right place for your customers. So this the really quick rundown of it, Instagram is still trending fairly young. It's customers under 30. It doesn't skew one way or the other, particularly between male and female. So if Kim realized, hey, I've got a lot of young business owners, but why her product makes sense on Instagram is because Instagram requires you to have pictures. And when you're getting promotional materials, if you ever went to a website or a catalog, it is so overwhelming because there's so many choices because you can basically get your brand name on anything. And so what's helpful is she can constantly post samples. She can post things that are special. She can post things and say, hey, if it's important to you to have eco-friendly promotional materials. That's been a big push lately that you've had.
Yeah.
So what are you finding? Have the prices come down? Because it felt like the price points were high on that.
They were very high. And I have a couple of companies here in town that I work with, and they only order like the bags that you have. They are made out of recycled material. But you really had to search for those because the prices were just ridiculous. Now everything's starting to come down a little bit more, just like the straws that came out because California.
Those came out, the reusable ones.
On Amazon. They were $15.95 for one.
The metal straws.
The metal ones, yeah. So now you can get like little case for them. You can get your logo put on them, and they're not nearly that much. They're like $5, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's anytime something comes out like that, they always start off really expensive, and trying to find eco-friendly stuff, it's kind of hidden in there. You have to like decipher it because some of it's like made out of rubber. Some of it's made out of old tires. Some of it's made out of this. It's clean plastic, not clean plastic. It's very strange. Yeah. But yeah, it is getting a lot less expensive, and it's getting a lot more what people want.
And that's why I don't want to go search for all that. And I just say, Kim, I want to spend $1 a person on this. And what's the minimum buy? You know, like we're very fussy about our pens. There's a particular pen we're known for now. People come to us and say, my pen ran out. Can I have another one?
So when you see Jessica, ask her where her pens are.
Just go ahead and ask her. Yeah, you can just start telling that to people.
It's crazy. They are. And I'm like, where's our stuff? Like, we have
a lot of events.
And, like, nothing else. I'm like, why do we have 700 post-its
so the note
and no
is,
pens?
The note to business owners is, if you start getting promotional materials and you have a team, your team may continue to cause you grief if you don't keep getting the promotional materials.
Especially if it's something people like.
That's true.
You know, it's not like you're giving out a fly swatter.
I would like,
but if you were, if you were an exterminating company, a fly swatter would be awesome.
So, what would be some good things for Crystal? So, Crystal's got this awesome product. It's unique. She invented it. She's marketing it. So, what would be good products for her with this face product?
Number one, I think of is mirrors. I think mirrors would be great because then you're like, oh, look, aren't you so beautiful? And then, boom, here's your mirror. Oh, and it has my name on it. Yeah, just, you know, complex, like what you put, like, you know, they just fold
up. You can get them with your brand name on it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
They're very cute. Very cute. Or, so you do nails, you can do nail files. There's just so many things. Or the little eye masks, you know, people scrub their face and then they go to sleep at night.
Oh, and it could be branded. That would be so like a sleeping eye mask.
I like that idea too.
On air coaching. I know. Knock it out.
See, for me, when I think of like promotional items, I think of what you guys have, mm-hmm. the pens, the post-its, because I don't.
Oh, you know.
I just think of my scrub. I don't think of, I guess I need to start thinking up the box, outside of the box.
Because you could even do like washcloths, you know, oh, you buy the scrub, you get a free washcloth, and it's got your name on it. Boom,
that's a
right
great
there.
Idea. And see, not... and I always think of, like, T-shirts only. I'm like, oh, let's get different T-shirts out.
I like the eye mask one as someone who uses your product. But what I love is we've been at some events where you've had a vending table. And so, like, depending on the target market. Oh, that's another thing. So we're big on social media. And if you're going to go to an event, if you're going to have a vendor table, if you're going to be a sponsor, for heaven's sakes, leverage that all on social media. Like, not just the actual event. Take the pictures, you know. And so one of the things that would be great is if you knew it was like a women's conference and say they say, oh, there's 200 people. If you donate something, you can put it in the bag.
Right.
You know, an eye mask, not just the little samples. You've been great. Crystal's amazing at doing these little bagged samples, but I feel like that's very labor intensive.
It is. Well, and another tip.
I give so much product away. I'm like. I know, change it
but
up.
But the thing that I love is that you actually give a sample size that lets somebody try it.
Actually sample.
To me, there is nothing more frustrating than you get, oh, here's your sample of lotion. I'm like, for my nose? Like, can I put it on the rest of my face?
Yeah.
And that, I think, is key. And with the products and with the samples, when you are going to events, know who the heavy hitters are at the event that you're going to and create a little custom gift bag for them.
And
for
them. That's the one thing that I am learning now after doing my, I've been doing this for about a year now, doing my, doing events and having a table and promoting Visal. So that's the one thing I'm learning. Don't give your samples out to everybody. Like, you have to know who's seriously interested, who's going to need it, who's really going to use it and try it. So I'm learning that with my customers.
Absolutely.
I used to always look up and see who was going to be there, especially on Facebook. You know, it's like you could see who's going to the event. And I would purposely, like, write down what it is I did and I would stalk them, basically. And then,
in a nice professional business way.
In a nice professional way, absolutely. Okay. And then go to the event and go, oh, my gosh, I just heard about you, la, 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 la. Or make up a reason to go talk to them because they were somebody that I wanted, you know, either they were in a – position for a marketing position where their company was, or in a school system. Schools spend a lot of money on marketing products.
Absolutely.
So it was, you know, trying to align yourself. That's one of the things Facebook is great at, because if you didn't have it, how would you know who was going to be there? You just have to willy-nilly around.
Yeah, because Facebook events will tell you, give you a good indication of who's going to be there. And it's how do you maximize your research, right? So part of social media is promoting and marketing, you know, but part of it, like Kim just shared with us, is how to research potential leads, customers, clients. So you don't just end up at a networking event talking to the same three people. So I'm gonna have to kick this to you, Kim, because you have a very strict rule for networking events.
I do. I always, no matter what, and I have done this long enough that I know a ton of people. And so I'm always, if I'm in the middle of a conversation with somebody, I'm like, okay, you know what? It's been really great talking to you, but you know my rule, I have to meet at least two new people every time I go somewhere. And not just like hand them a card, I have to actually have a physical conversation with them. And I do that every time. And somebody said, well, if you know all the people there, I said, you never know all the people there.
Right.
That would be crazy. But yeah, I always do. And it's funny because Raina, she's like, oh, I've taken your rule to heart now. So I got to get away from you. And I'm like, okay, see you later.
And it's so funny because we'll be standing there. And, you know, sometimes you're just kind of tired. A lot of these events are at night. You're sort of like, oh, okay, I'm going to go. And then
turns
you end up sort of
social hour.
You just talk to the two people you know because it's comfortable. And you're like, see, I went. I networked my business. But you really didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all you have to do is find Kim Webb at East to West Promotion at any of these things. Because she'll be like, I know you. Go meet two people you don't know. I can't talk to you until you come back with two people you don't know that you've talked to.
But it works.
I mean, it works.
You get to meet new people, and then, you know, maybe there are a connection, maybe they're not, but somewhere down the road, you'll meet up again, and there would be some kind of weird connection.
Well, if you're only going to talk to the five people you know, and two of them are customers and three aren't, then it's sort of customer appreciation slash wasting my time tonight, which I could have been at home working on my business or with family. So, Crystal, can you tell us about how you named your company? Because I know there's a good story there.
So it's called Visal Skin Scrub. Jessica likes to call it Visal.
I like to call it Visal. I'm from Ohio.
Every time I'm like, no, it's not like Visine. It's
Visal.
I just put in extra words. I'm like Visarola.
Victrola.
Yeah, something. What?
No, so I named Visal after
Visal.
You pronounce the Z like an S.
Okay.
Visal. So I named it after my older daughters. I did this when I was picking names. I wanted it to be after something that I held to heart. So my older daughter is named Bianca, with the V as in Victor. So I took her name, and my other daughter is named Azalea. So her name is A-Z, like the flower azalea.
Oh.
And so I named her Azalea. So I just put their names together, and I named it Vizal.
That's a really cool story.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really and neat. when you see Crystal's picture, you will want to buy her facial product. Because the two daughters she named it after are high school senior and college age. And you will find that unbelievably impossible. Like, I just couldn't even. I thought crazy. It was just the little babies because she's got two little ones.
I do. I have two little ones as well. So they're 6 and 7 now.
So pretty serious on your mom entrepreneurship.
Yeah. It's really hard, but you know what's really cool is my girls help me, mm-hmm. especially my little ones. They love to be in there helping me and helping me fill the samples. My Liliana, my 6-year-old, oh, she rocks. She even measures. She because I measure all of my samples, and she's really good about filling and putting it on the scale and measuring it. And so, and my big girls, you guys can go to my Facebook page. It's really cool because my big girls have made fun videos, and they show you how to use it.
Where would we find both you on Facebook?
So you'll find me at Vizal Skin Scrub.
Spell it for us.
So it's V as in Victor, I, Z like zebra, A-L, Skin Scrub.
Okay.
So if you do Vizal Skin, at Vizal Skin, you'll find me there.
Awesome.
You know what's Thanks. Really cool, Crystal, that you do and what comes across on Instagram and on Facebook is your – it's not just – the product. So you're offering a solution to, you know, dry skin, uncomfy skin, you know, if you have acne, all of that. But what I love that you do online is you're so transparent, but you're private, which is a very delicate balance. So it's like you have it set up so that we get a glimpse and see kind of what you're passionate about and, you know, your family and making the product. And like, I love the homework post where you were working on the books with the kids.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you were doing the book business homework, yeah. You know, but it's like that inside look, but you still keep, you know, I mean, your private stuff private, which I right. think is a very delicate balancing yeah. act as a business owner when you're on social media. Has
well,
that been a
you.
Challenge at all? Like, kind
well,
of.
I didn't realize that I was doing that. So I'm like, that's you. A huge compliment because yeah. I mean, I don't, I guess I do keep some stuff private.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm an open book and I'm not hiding anything. I'm
no,
not,
but I mean in a good way. Like,
in a
I
good
mean,
way. No, I know, yeah. but like, that's be, a nice yeah. compliment. I didn't realize that I was doing that.
You
so
have
thank
that,
you.
That balance, you know, where it's like, okay, you can see this much, but no, you don't get to go any further.
Right.
Than that.
Well, there's only so much people need to know.
Exactly.
About any of us.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
but I'll post your pictures, girl, and I'll make you look pretty.
She will. She'll make you look so good. In fact, you did. I don't normally get. I'm not a nail person. It's just I don't have the patience to sit and get things done. That's why I let my hair go gray. It's not I don't care. I don't have the patience to sit there. It doesn't feel like fun. I'm like I could be doing something.
Oh, not me. I'm
well. You'd spend 4 hours at the spa
at least.
Yeah. For me, I'm just like, and I wasn't a person who is super like fidgety like that. I think it's because, well, I'm going to be 50 in February and I feel like I don't have enough time left for everything I want to do. So it doesn't feel relaxing to me.
Like you're going
to
die before your nails get done?
Maybe.
That's
Thank
weird.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay,
that's for
my I don't really enjoy getting my nails done, but I never think I'm going to die before she finishes.
Well, you won't feel like you're going to die if Crystal does them. But
well,
what I was going to
because then we talk and we get carried away. And by
yeah.
the time
yeah,
we're not even done with our conversation and we're like, oh, but we got to keep talking. We're not done yet.
Yeah. So that's actually funny. Rather pleasant to work with someone that you build a relationship with, which is important to me. Like, I don't just want to drop in anywhere. I'm not kind of a drop in anywhere, get the service person. But we posted a picture. She had this awesome nail polish and Alexis was so jealous because it was Wonder Woman and I got it first. Anyways, I don't usually post. So I posted a picture and I even put a little
Wasn't that the one with your Disney Evil Queen?
Yes, I had my Disney
that
Evil
was
Queen
my favorite.
Pants on
yes.
and it matched the lipstick. Well, I'm a stepmom, so I'm the Evil Queen. So you gotta go with it.
She was the evil queen before she was a stepmom. But now she just thinks
that she got an excuse.
Now it's like
whatever.
It's
whatever. But what was so funny is I even put a little, I put a filter on it that was all sparkly because I don't usually go for that. I feel like it's not my style. But I had so many people engage because I was like, oh, Crystal, my glam squad did my nails. And I had all this engagement. I'm like, seriously? I post like really awesome information about social media people and you're all excited I got my nails painted.
That's kind of the fun part of it, because that to me is like the opportunities. There are infinite, unlimited opportunities with social media, which is really, really awesome. Like, it's, you don't know who you're going to connect with. You will have random, I don't know, like, what's the kind of the most random business like outreach that you've had on social media where you're like, how did this person find me?
Well, I started dealing with assisted living homes, which that kind of shocked me.
You're really big in that industry.
It's very strange. Yeah. But a lot of the people that own private and assisted living homes, they're always, you know, they're not really a whole lot of marketing, but if they have a bed come open, then they want to be able to have, you know, stuff that they can hand out or brochures or, you know, and I have one gentleman, oh, God bless him, he is so funny, Anthony with Rose Shanti Assisted Living. Somebody asked me, what's the weirdest thing you've ever put a logo on? He's my guy, hot dog cart. We outfitted an entire hot dog cart.
Wow.
Because we put his big banners on it, signs, metal signs.
Oh, that is so cool.
Well, he takes it to the Alzheimer's walks or the different, there's Alzheimer's and there's another one. I can't remember, something arthritis. But it all has to do with the older community. And he just, you know, whatever money he makes, he just donates to that cause. So he's just great. And so he's got a lot of his other people because he knows other assisted living people. He's, well, you have to go and do this. You don't have a sign? You don't have a tablecloth? So it's great because you get to meet people like that. And then he puts it on his Facebook. And then out of the blue, I get a call from a lady and she's like, well, you don't know me, but I know Anthony, or I know this person, that person. And it's like, oh, okay. Because I always ask people, how did you hear about me?
Yeah.
Because you want to know where you're.
It's a compliment.
Right?
I love that.
When people refer you, it's so awesome. We're getting so many referrals right now. So we have a contact form on our website. And we don't do anything particularly to promote the web page, you know what I mean, like out searching people or whatever, just organically. And we'll get this and like, oh, you know, Susie Smith told me you guys are the people to talk to. And then like I'll email our whole team and go, who's Susie Smith? Not the person who asked for help.
But the
and then everyone's
part.
Like, that is not ringing a bell for me. I'm like, yes, we're getting referrals from people that we're not even right off the bat connected to, but that's because nice. That they're hearing what we're doing, they're happy about it, which is part of like why we wanted to start this awesome podcast on Tucson Business Radio X. So this is Ask the Gals. It's our inaugural broadcast.
It is where we are providing your social media solutions.
Absolutely. And we're very excited. We're actually over here on I call this Midtown because Kim and I live way out at past Houghton. So this is not East, but for Tucsonans, figure we're on East Broad Street here at Stuart Title, where the wonderful, amazing studio is. And we have to plug. He's not talking, but I have to plug him. Yes, I do. He's shaking his head at me. Producing for us while we're here is Mark Bishop, the amazing and awesome guy that is. Yay. We work with him on KVOI on Mondays from between 10 to noon. He'll tell us when we're supposed to be there. And that's another Ask the Gals session. But we were talking about doing a podcast. And when we invited Kim, well, I can't quote you directly, but Kim said, what do you mean we're at a studio? I thought this was like some crap you were doing at your house with your computer or something.
Oh,
I was like, no,
so
this is professional.
When you were like, oh, this is like legit.
Well, I'm picturing you with the cassette player and you push the play and the record at the same time.
It's not 1972.
I know. And it was in the 80s, just so you know.
Yeah, wow. Because you hadn't got the new 80s technology yet.
It's probably.
Yeah, so it's just, we're excited to be doing this. We'll be recording monthly. And so hopefully we'll get some live people engaging after our first one. I think we will. Or we'll just, you know, give free samples to Crystal and Kim. We'll call in just to hassle us, probably. Kim, one of your things is, I mean, so you're a B2B. You're a business that sells to businesses.
Yep.
So, like, what do you find, like, how do you connect with businesses on social media?
For me, what I do is a little bit stalking again. But I'll find out what it is they do and what is the person that they're looking for, who they want to connect with. And just like we were talking, she's like, oh, I never thought about mirrors or eye mask. So I try to think outside of the box, and then I'll just send them a little note. Hey, this came and I found it, or I just got an email, made me think about you, and I'll shoot it to them on Facebook, or I'll tag them in it. And they're like, oh, wow, thanks. I didn't even know about that. So the same thing happened when I did the retractable banners. I tagged a whole bunch of
special.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, the special I had. And one of the guys that works at a local hotel here, he's like, I'm so glad that you tagged me in that. I didn't even realize we needed one of those. I'm like, of course you do.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, people can see it and then they, you know, it don't want to be tagged in everything. Yeah, it does. It does.
So just judiciously kind of saying, I know these targeted people. I'm going to reach out and just sort of give them a little ping, a little soft ping. Hey, we've got a special on this. It's a smoking deal.
Well, and that, and also I try to give out information like, do you know that, you know, 68% of people have some kind of promotional product in their kitchen, whether it's a spoon, a spatula, a chip clip.
68%.
68%. And 6 out of 8 people will hold on to that product for 5 years. If it's made sturdy, you know.
So it can be like magnets. It can be
magnets. Some chip clips are really popular. I mean, cutting boards, anything that's in your kitchen, people will hold on to that a lot longer than anything else. Because pens are great and everybody needs them, but you lose them.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Unless you have our pen. Yeah, because people, this is a true story.
It is true.
Someone, a colleague of ours from, what is Jeannie's business? Laser something.
Laser
something.
Therapy. Laser. I should know this.
All right. You'll look it up. So it's she does laser. And so we see her at networking. If you've ever met her, she is one tall, beautiful, blonde, bombshell drink of water.
And she never wears makeup.
Well, because she does she all the facial laser it. Stuff and she doesn't need it. Anyways, she came up to me at an event, and I knew exactly the day she had come to a class because we had just done that class in one neighborhood, one section of town. She came up to me. It had to have been 1.5 years later. Opens her wallet, takes out the pen, says, I guard this with my life. This is my favorite pen. I keep this in my wallet. I use this for everything. And I thought, lady, it was like the best 50 cents I ever spent.
Oh, those pens were insane. People love them. Yeah, they're really nice.
I've never, I just, you think it's a pen.
Undercover
like, who cares?
Laser.
Thank
Undercover
you.
Laser.
Undercover Yay. Laser. Shout out.
So, Crystal, so your business is direct to consumer. So,
yes.
Yeah, so it's B2C. So business to consumer. How do you connect? How do you kind of get your, what have you found has worked for you for using social media to market your product?
Well, we've been, we started a new thing with my friend, Andy Doherty. So we do a bingo night. And so I'm able to promote myself there. So we are the Bingo Babes. And we do a bingo night with vendors and we were able to promote my product and her product and everybody else's products that are there.
And how often does bingo night happen?
So we've been doing bingo. We're going to start doing it. I believe we're going to start doing it every other month or once a quarter. We're not quite sure yet.
I haven't been able
but
to
our next one is
yet.
On January 25th. So you got to
oh,
go.
Oh, no.
It's a I mean, Friday night. Here. It's going to be really fun.
Oh,
it's
no.
the White Winter try. Affair. So, but that's where I do my, where I start promoting myself. So we have our Bingo Babes page. But I reach out to and that's where I get some business of people mm-hmm. I've never met.
Right.
Because it's really cool to have, we have like 12 vendors. So they, those ladies, guests and customers, they start to come. And so they get to, I get to meet them through there. So it's,
and there's,
it's
I
fun.
Mean, you
it's
have a ton
time.
Of social media going on with that event.
Yes.
At the Bingo Babes, at
just
your.
A lot of promotional.
Vizal.
Yeah. Yes.
Vizal.
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 Yes.
I'll get it eventually.
I'm never going to get it.
So I do
like,
it.
I don't no. get it either.
So I do it on my personal. I do it on my yeah. Facebook, my Instagram. I do it on my business. Of course, with the Bingo Babes, which has brought a lot of attention for it, which is really fun.
So. What's awesome about that is it's a perfect example of indirect marketing. So because they're marketing the event, but she can slide in her right. product. She can slide in being there in the social media. So it's not a direct hit them over the head by
well,
the facial
and I
scrub.
I think that that's part of kind of social media anyway. I mean, I don't go on Facebook to be like screamed at and like have poor Kim.
I'm trying not to do that.
I know, but we love you. You came even though, you
even though you're not
feel
feeling
great.
Great.
But that's kind of the thing. I don't go to Facebook and scroll to like see a bunch of stuff that I may not be interested in being marketed to me. And that's why when people talk about the algorithm, it gets a bad name, but in some ways it's also doing its job for like the broader amount of people that are on the platform.
So can you just tell people what that is? Because I know I'm not clearly the only person in the universe that did not know what that meant.
When you came to our workshops.
Well, yes. Yeah. I do now, but I mean, when I came, I'm like...
I learned how to say it and remember it at my first Too Busy Gals class. Because I was like, what the heck? Algorithm. And I said it to myself in my head like a million times. Oh, algorithm, you know algorithm. I think I slept too much. I think I even dreamt it. What did
I say? See, I'm not the only one.
It was in my dreams. I was just trying to remember algorithm. That word.
Well, pretty much the algorithm. Facebook has kind of like spiders, their own kind of programming that goes through and combs through and determines who's going to see your content when you post it, if you're a business. It also determines if you're on your private account, whose stuff you see. So the more that you like and engage with certain types of content or certain people or certain businesses, certain things, then you're going to see more of that in your feed. So for example, if I start clicking on like, you know, crazy cat videos, because I get sucked into those things, like look at the cute cat knocking something over. Oh my goodness, this cat attacked somebody, whatever, you know. This
crazy. The raccoon who just climbed that was everywhere yesterday. The raccoon climbed like this giant crane up.
Yeah, I mean, it was
the video was everywhere
so
yesterday.
So the more that you do that. Okay. Like now if I open up a video and I go to scroll, you know, you can get on the video thing on your phone and you're scrolling through the videos, I get like 90% animal stuff, 10% people selling jewelry. So that tells you kind of what my activity is when you're online. So the algorithm, it's supposed to create a better experience for the people that are using Facebook. However, the algorithm also provides an opportunity for people with budget who are businesses to pay to play. So certain words, certain type of things that they can pay for their Facebook advertising jumps through different parts of the algorithm. All in all, if you are talking to your audience, like it'll affect you if you have like, you know, 20,000 people on your Facebook page. But if you have a Facebook page about 500 people or less, talk to them and engage with them. And pretty much the algorithm is not going to, you're not going to get a direct hit. Everybody was like terrified. The algorithm changed and I lost all my business. Like, no, you weren't doing what you're supposed to be doing on social media.
Everyone was so funny. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, Facebook has an algorithm and they throttle who sees what. And they're saying do this and don't that. And did you know they changed the algorithm? I'm like, dude, they change the algorithm
the
like every month for the 10 years we've been in business.
It's the same
and they're like,
thing
what?
It's the same thing if you go to Google and you type in whatever you're searching for. The algorithm determines what gets hit, what comes up at the top of your feed. So Facebook, all of them, they all work the same way. But it's
Does Instagram do that too? Because yes. I noticed that at first when I first joined, I had all these people. Now it's like I see the same 12 people and everything they're doing.
Yes.
Because they're posting more frequently.
Okay.
And or if they're businesses, they can purchase promoted posts. And so Instagram is monetizing their platform, which pretty much happens everywhere as time goes along. And it's such a mixed bag, right? Like as a person on any social media platform, I don't want to be bombarded with crap I don't want to see. But as a business, I kind of want to bombard people, right? You know, it's like so
push pull. Where do you find the middle ground?
Right, because you don't want to annoy them,
right?
I mean, exactly. I don't want to be the annoying friend, and they're like, "Oh my God, I don't want to see that again." Yeah,
get this today. Get this today.
Yeah. Well, that's where I think I've learned a balance where it's like you want people to know who you are, so you kind of balance business and personal and. So when you say that to me, when you gave me that compliment earlier, that made sense to me just right now because I'm always careful. I don't want to annoy people with my business. I want them to still love it. And so,
and when you post a sale, I jump on that. I was so mad that I was not going to be able to come on Black Friday because I was like, oh, crap.
Yes.
I'm not going to be able to get over that. I'm like, oh, crap. But then when you had that sale and so you – but you're so – you're inviting, which is really what social media is. Yeah. It's not
give
like –
the invitation.
It's not Thank buy you. My product. It's like I'm inviting you to have this experience. I'm inviting you to experience my promotional products because – like obviously they're awesome and they're going to, you know, you're going to have great results with them, but it's that invitation and the same, you know, Crystal that you do. And I think that's what makes a difference. And that's the difference between companies that just pop up overnight and the ones that really stick around. And in a market like Tucson, that's very important. You can't just be, Tucson remembers. Like, you can't just, like, create, you can't reinvent yourself 50 million times. It's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, you do what today? Oh, I sell cars today. Yesterday I did this, but 2 weeks ago I did. It's like, what? You know, those mixed messages are very confusing.
Don't you think that's really especially true if you're, like, are going to put out your own, like, opinions about stuff? I don't talk about, because look at the people that owned that coffee shop. They were here and then bam, gone because of some kind of rant that they did. And I find that a lot of people, business owners, it always shocks me that you'll read something and it's like, wow, you have your business plastered everywhere. You just said that on social media and everybody's going to see it even if you take it down.
Yeah, so I mean, social media has a long memory. The internet, you know, nothing, it's very hard to take things away that have happened.
Oh, it's permanent. You put it out there. You can delete it. You can retract it. Some people there
might
forever.
Agree with you, but you're going to piss off 50% of your clientele.
Yes.
Somehow, some way. If you're, you know, one way or the other, whatever it is that you believe in.
I think you have to make like a really strategic choice, right? So we had a friend.
The spice company does that really well.
Right. So there's a spice company and they've taken a very specific position on a number of issues in the United States right now. And what they found was their business actually went up amazingly. Because people who supported them bought more from them, bought it and donated it to people, bought it and sent it.
But that's a gamble, you know. But it's a gamble. You really have to know your market. Yeah,
and the CEO,
you
know, they were like, we understand that you may not care for the position we're taking, but we feel that this is the right position at this time. And so I think it depends also on what you're selling and what your customer relationships are going to be. So for us, we spend a lot of time coaching people, meeting with people. And so we're a quirky brand. Our logo is quirky, right?
But people will come out, they're like, we don't like your logo. Or those are your colors because we have fuchsia and black and they've been our colors for a very long time. And it's like, well, you should change your name or you should change your colors. I'm like, I didn't ask you.
Unsolicited. Like they'll come out and be like, I don't know if you've considered this, but your brand is really off-putting to males.
And?
Okay. I don't really know what that means. We have male customers and female customers, but then it's like, okay. And so I tried to refer you to people, but they just feel like, you're very female and like, that just doesn't really work for them.
Did you be like, shut up. I'm female.
I was kidding. Holy cow. I know. I was just like,
my whole life.
I had no idea. Oh my goodness.
Right. It's like, you know, two busy gals. I mean, it's very feminine and I'm like, two chicks run the business, right. So
and it's one of those things where that's where you really have to, I think, as an owner, be secure, and especially as a woman-owned business, be very secure in who you are and stand in your own truth. And we spoke about this earlier at the workshop, where so many women we will give people permission in business to treat us less than, or we will be apologetic, or we will, you know, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, or we'll offer excuses, or we just try to be like really, really nice. And at the end of the day, it's a business and we all have bills to pay.
There's no crying in business.
There's no.
I just had to have a discussion like that with somebody.
It's because you're hardcore. You're like, they're crying. She's texting me going, they're crying on the phone. What is this?
Kim, I had a meeting go like that. And a friend of ours was like, get them the book from Kelly Catrone. Like, if you want to cry, like, what is it? If you want to cry, you can go outside.
You can go outside.
You can go outside.
If you need to cry, you can go outside.
Like, where there's no crying. What are you doing? Yeah. Like,
or that's that one, the one movie, The Other Woman, when she's like, cry inside like a winner. That's my favorite. I always
cry
tell
inside
my kids
like a winner.
I'm like, oh my gosh, stop. Not right now. Cry inside like a winner.
Woo. These are harsh.
I know,
right? So yeah, one of the things that I think we just had in the workshop when we were talking about it is just being clear on your brand, who you want to talk to, where you want to talk to them.
And that not everybody is your customer.
Not everyone's your customer.
And you don't have to, you get to choose who you want to do business with, which as an entrepreneur is
awesome.
I mean, we were at an event and there was a product there and there was a person there. So I'm trying to like be polite there, but he came over and he, you know, gave me his whole litany, like the whole list of what his product did. And he's like, I want to work with you. And I'm like, dude, that's great. He's like, are you going to contact me? I'm like, why don't you reach out to me? You know, like I was like, no, thank you. You know, it was one of those things where I'm like, wow, it would be great to land an account that has potential to go ahead and kind of, you know, be hundreds of people and kind of doing some more, corporate training. But no, like it was like, no, I don't need that. No, we don't know. We're good.
Well, I think it's the whole thing of like, how much of a relationship do you want to build with them? You know, we have classes every month, third Tuesday of the month, every month. We're over at the SCORE offices.
Always something different. Sometimes it's Twitter. Sometimes it's Facebook.
Yes.
Always something different.
I'm looking forward to 2019. I'm like, it's
we have
home.
New stuff. We are so excited.
Yeah.
I can barely keep up with the old stuff.
I know.
I know.
I have all my packets.
And do you?
I'm like, I'm going to go through them eventually. But I from your classes, though, I always take something with me. Always.
I feel like if and you I have can it, implement even if it, it sits close to you, you just kind of absorb the information back in.
Osmosis. It's like it just near
reminds
us.
You, refreshes Jessica talking.
Well, that is a very huge compliment. I thank both of you for that. But we want, just today, someone was at the Hispanic Chamber and they were like, but I came to your workshop. And Lisa was like, well, they're always different. She's like, well, ask Jessica. And I said, well, we're doing this, this, and this, and there's going to be different stuff. Like, who knew you can put emojis in your post on LinkedIn?
And that would be acceptable.
I saw your post about that.
Yes. And it's considered acceptable. You don't look like...
Well,
a friend of ours
and a peer of ours years ago who wrote Jennifer Abernathy.
Oh, yeah. She wrote The Idiot's Guide to Digital Marketing.
Yes. Absolutely wonderful. She's always on the cutting edge trends. She's outside of D.C.
Yeah.
And she always had this great – it's netiquette. And every platform is different. But when they change, like LinkedIn – I mean, if you went to my LinkedIn bio, it's bad. Like, I don't, it's so boring. I'm not on LinkedIn.
That one's hard. I'm still learning.
It's so hard. But I never touched it because I wasn't professional, but I wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't
great. Thank you. No, she's now fired.
It was like, you know, I didn't have all the college accolades. I don't have all of that. So how do you present yourself as a professional on LinkedIn when on paper you don't look like a CEO? And for years, that's what it was like. But now it's like, oh, you can put emojis in there. All right, I'm going in. I'm going to tweak my bio. We're solid. I'm going to go ahead and publish
and
some
stuff.
And
I never got into that because I'm like, I'm not looking for a job. That's what I thought LinkedIn was, just people looking for jobs and people wanting to hire people. I'm like, that's not me. I'm not.
Exactly.
I've got enough going on with Instagram and Facebook. Right?
I know. Keeping up with that. Definitely.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely time management is huge. And you've got to be strategic.
How much time do you think you should, like, if you're a business, how many times a day should you be posting on Facebook or Instagram?
Once a day is plenty. Yeah. And you wouldn't even on Instagram, unless your target market was really hanging out there, I would say for a business, if your target market is over 30, the decision makers that are purchasing, you really don't need to be on Instagram more than a couple times a week.
And
now you should monitor.
And, yes.
Yeah. Definitely monitor every day.
Stories. Mix it up with Instagram stories and Facebook stories.
That's what I'm learning right now.
Because what that will do is it pushes different algorithms.
The algorithm likes stories right now.
So with stories, pick a hashtag. That's a tip. On Instagram, when you do your story, don't use whatever quirky hashtag you think sounds cute. Like, actually look at the legit hashtags that have like 9 million followers or 1 million followers and use those. Because I was experimenting because I was like, okay, I don't know how this, you know, I teach this and I'm not quite sure exactly how this works. So I'm going to experiment. And I did Instagram and I did this story and I used a hashtag and it was like, I don't know, do it yourself or whatever. And I ended up, like, four people from my little list actually saw the story, but it got picked up in that hashtag feed. So I had like 300 views from people that I didn't know. And then I'm like,
putting the hashtag
in. And then I'm like, well, and then I was like, crap, I would have made it a better post if it wasn't like an experiment, you know? It was like a picture of like the TV. I'm like, okay, I guess this is going to work.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was like we were crafting. But there's those little tricks and mix it up a little bit.
So that stuff you're definitely going to see in 2019 from us. Another thing we're realizing is, and we'll be pulling in strategic partners like you, Kim, for that, for people to really decide what their brand is. So you may have just instinctually, Crystal, come up with Vizal. No, it's a lost cause. But you didn't want it to be your name, or it's not branded around you, because at some point, if you want to sell the company, even though it's your passion, if it's your name, you know, it's like, Estee Lauder was a good example, right? Like, that's a good example of where people loved it so much they didn't matter when it wasn't Estee Lauder herself anymore, right? Yeah. But these days, people really want that connection to the brand. And there's nothing wrong with it being a person's name, but you need to strategically make that decision early on.
Right.
And I notice people are coming to our classes and they don't know why their business. I mean, they know they picked it for a reason, but they haven't thought about their branding. They haven't thought about scalability. They haven't thought about, do I intend to sell this business someday? Would I want to sell it?
Right. And in 2019, in fact, we were talking on the car on the way here, where I was like, I really want to see us do some more branding and then just some more women-centric business, throw in a couple workshops on that.
You'll be seeing some cool stuff coming from us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yay.
So
I'm
kind
excited.
Of really how to say no to someone. You know, if you get a card from someone at a networking event and it just feels awkward and you're like, but it's a customer. We talk to ourselves, right? We're like, oh, it's probably okay. I should meet with them. It's going to be a sale. And we talk ourselves out of it. We need to trust that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were at a restaurant or a bar, you'd be like, yeah, have a nice life, you know, but
here's
it's like,
my number, not
right. So it's like, can I have your card? And you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to give him my card. You know, like, we need to honor and trust that instinct. And it might not just be a gender thing. I mean, it could just be someone who rubs you the wrong way. That's why it's great that we are two busy gals, because it's really interesting that people that I would not do business with, she likes, and the people she wouldn't do business with, I like.
And it works out. I mean,
it works
out. It's that balance. And then do strategic partnerships, and that'll give you that same edge.
So any last words from our guests? I can't believe we've been here an hour, guys.
Oh,
we've been talking an hour.
Just remember, you know, it's an Obelbay's product, Visal Skin Scrub, and you can now pay me through Bravo Pay.
Oh, that's right. Bravo Pay.
Yes, Bravo Pay. So that's exciting and amazing. I'm very grateful and appreciative to people who have come into my life and supported me. So, and they know who they are. So thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Any last words from you, Kim?
Well, if you could hear me still. I feel like the little Charlie Brown kid, you know, that nobody can ever understand because it's all stuffed up. Just, you know, I think that there's so much that changes. For me, it's hard to keep up with all the social media stuff because then I've got my other stuff that I'm doing and I'm trying to promote this and do that. And so anytime something new comes up, you know, I hate change. I'm like, oh my gosh, what? Another change? So it's important to keep up on it and know what's going on, because if you're not, then you're going to be left behind and
absolutely,
then you have to start all back over again.
All right. So this is Jessica and
Alexis.
And we are Ask the Gals. And this was our inaugural broadcast, and we'll have more of these, one a month coming up. And happy birthday, Alexis.
Yay. Happy birthday.
You.